Ben Hale with us today from Western Livestock, and as we get going here in the new year, I guess this is actually our second sale of the new year, Ben, at the Oklahoma National Stockyards anyway, and pretty good numbers, and the market seems to continue to be on fire.
It is, Ron. We had about 7,500, kind of what we did last week, and then compared to about 14,000, a year ago. So running short of that, but I think probably the weather, some of that is keeping it out. But like you said, the market is just an absolute runaway. When I was looking at it this morning, kind of some of it, I was thinking, well, I think I'm looking at last week's, but it's just a snappy market, higher again this week, and a lot of activity on all classes in the fat deal. It jumped up there over the panhandle, got almost 201. They thought they'd get steady money again this week up north, kind of 208, 211. So it's a strong market on the fats as well.
I guess the day that we thought was one of these days that we would hit $2 a pound on slaughter cattle and fat cattle has arrived.
It has gotten here, and in some places it has blown by it. You are right.
on the calves versus yearlings yesterday, what'd you see? What jumped out at you?
Ron, you've talked about this last couple of weeks. It's just everything is just, it's just when you see a set of cattle, you just sit there, you just watch across that barn, everybody just pulls their phone out seeing how many dollars per head that is, and it's just, taking more money to do anything. And whether it's a 4-weight steer or a 7-weight steer almost bringing $3 and a 4-weight bringing north of $4, it's just, we're just in uncharted territories right now, just a strong market on everything.
As far as what are you hearing from guys that are obviously folks that are bringing cattle to the barn, they're mighty happy with the results?
They're very happy. Yeah, you don't get many complaints out of what we're doing right now. And some of these 5-weight cattle with that board out there in May and August at 270 something, they're not going to hit a home run, but they're still harvesting their wheat pretty good on these steers if they get good gains on them. Mm-hmm. These cattle, and they put LRPs or puts on them or whatever, these cattle still make some money even at these high levels.
With that in mind, this is, at this point, I guess it's a little bit of an unknown how much longer we continue this upward trajectory. I would think if some point we're going to level off, at least.
Probably level off. And I always go back to the advice my father-in-law gave me years ago. He always said, don't worry about the mule going blind, just ride it. And I guess that's where we're at in this market. it's extremely good. Nobody knows. And so I guess we'll just kind of ride the fundamental. If you're buying feeder cattle or fats, probably better put a little protection on it and just wait and see where it goes.
Yeah, protection's important for sure now. What about your Comanche Woodward markets? What are you hearing from the country?
Going to have some quite a few bred heifers up at Woodward today. Comanche's going to have a pretty good run tomorrow, and Woodward as well on Thursday. And then on far as next Monday and Tuesday, Oklahoma City, I guess we'll have to wait and see if this next cold freeze is going to come through and kind of hamper the receipts again or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess actually these first 2 weeks we've had numbers maybe a little bit less than what we might have had otherwise, right?
I think so. I mean, I think some of them sold ahead of time, but I think we would have had more if it hadn't have been so cold and then the snow and ice the week before, yes.
Okay. Well, as folks want to talk to you about these markets right now, how do they get a hold of you?
Holler 940-631-2333. We'd love to discuss the market with them.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Of course, they've got the commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards at the front end of the week, Monday, Tuesday. Got the Comanche Livestock Market. They've got the Woodward Livestock Market as well. That's a part of the Western family. Details at their website, westerncommissioncompany.com. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.